Hello, I'm Nanadra.
Hi, I'm Abnam.
And we're two hearts in a pod.
So, Nanadra.
Abna. Okay, I don't even know where to start. So just before this recording, Abna sent me a video of somebody reviewing our book, The Kilibili Connections.
Yeah.
First, when I saw the thumbnail type thing, I thought it was one of her own TikToks because she does book reviews just in that same format. And I was in the hurry to start this recording, so I didn't open it. And now that I've looked at it, I'm overwhelmed.
This was
like
me,
there's somebody like, in the world.
A few minutes ago. Like
somebody also, in the world loves our book.
Yes. And it's like listening to somebody talk about
a book like, that I would
a
read.
Book that I would read.
Oh my gosh. I'm so overwhelmed.
You know, I haven't opened that TikTok in a while, and today I opened it to post that paperback copies of The Kilibili Connection are in Ghana. After I posted it, and I was just going through the notifications, and then I was like, somebody tagged us in a video. I went to open it. It was an entire book review, and the name of the book reviewer, well, her handle anyway, is let me check to make sure I don't want to get this wrong. She loves God and books.
Oh,
her TikTok is at She Loves God
and books. I'm so overwhelmed by the review. Like,
wow, God bless you. God bless
God
you.
God bless you, man. Yeah, I'm so overwhelmed. Obviously, we know we have written a nice book and we thought people might like it.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
I guess
yeah.
Seeing the reactions and people actually liking it and people calling the guy we made up in our heads a book boyfriend and like how they think he's lovely and all that. We love them, of course, Efree and Anayal, but like we, I guess, didn't expect the same level of love from other people.
I'm so
overwhelmed. It's like
these
people were only in our heads like a year ago.
Yes, and now they're out in the world. And making people fall in love with Ghana all over again, fall in love with Ghanaian food.
Wow.
You know, when you can dream of something, but when it becomes a reality, it's like you are still dreaming. That is what this feels like.
Yes, yes, I feel you.
Hmm.
Oh my gosh, it was a very nice surprise. It is a perfect way to start, yes.
Because
considering this is our anniversary podcast and we're also talking about our book that's out, so that's exciting and overwhelming. And we want to see more reviews like that keep getting us speechless.
And I mean, people in our book clubs have been texting us what their friends have been saying. I mean, book club members have finished and they are gushing about it. I'm like, wow, like. Beyond our wildest dreams. And it's just amazing. Like, this is right before. This weekend is the Peja Literary Festival.
Yes.
Hosted by the Writers Project Ghana. And the venue is the Goethe Institute. And on Sunday, we've been invited to be part of a panel about contemporary Ghanaian writing. And I can't
look
wait.
Look at us.
I can't wait.
I'm excited.
Oh
wow.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm feeling very overwhelmed. Okay, well yeah. I'm back.
I know. I had time to digest because I was just
exactly. I just literally had a minute, like I finished a minute ago and now we're recording and I'm just like wow. Thanks.
Thank you.
That was
so
nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Happy anniversary to us.
Happy anniversary. Hey, I can't believe like it's been a year already.
Yeah.
When we started this
so
thing,
quickly.
And you know, I'm like, people, please don't get sick of us, eh? Don't get sick of us. Because I remember our very first episode. we were just, you know, gushing and appreciating each other. And I want to use this episode. And it's so funny
once again.
Because I think Nanajo will be the one editing this time. But anyway, so she'll have to listen to it again. But I just want to say that, like, when God decides to bless you, like when you open up yourself for God to bless you and you accept that, even when you feel like you're undeserving, because the time that Nanaja and I have been friends since, what,
2014,
yeah, but we're not so close, like we're both, mm-hmm. you know, settling into our careers, and we got married at different times, etc., etc. And then we used to have a, we have to give a big shout out to Kina and Amata.
Yes, honestly,
because
yeah,
they set up this Women Writers Forum that brought us together as like this amazing group of young Ghanaian women writers.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm,
we formed friendships that have extended beyond that
yeah.
time, you know. And so Nanajo and I used to meet up there for the writing and conversations about writing.
Yeah.
And that was actually where, like, that's when we were writing Insta stories as well.
Around the same time, yes. I got the idea from you, actually.
Yeah. So
you made Insta story a thing before it was a thing.
Yes, before stories came to be, we made it a thing. Anyway, so we're writing alongside, like we used to read each other's work. And then let me fast forward to, was it 2 years ago or so?
Mm-hmm.
And I was getting to the end of my PhD. I was in a very low place in my life. Like, I was very depressed. And Nanajwa comes riding in, like, a female knight in shining armor. A very cool, like, she came very calmly, very quietly. And I can't remember exactly what sparked your idea that we should write together. I know the inspiration is from Christina Lauren, but I don't know which specific mm-hmm. book or which specific event. But I think I shared like the first page or two of what would become the Kiliwili Connection. And then you suggested that let's do this together. Mm-hmm. And I remember coming over to your house. You were in baby mode.
Yeah, okay. My second daughter was like 2 months old.
Yeah, she was a baby. Now a small madam.
Right?
I came with these notebooks. I had printed out the name that we would use. Mm-hmm. I stuck mm-hmm. it on it. I feel like we have to post this so that, you know,
we need to post those books.
It will inspire people. Like, start anyway. Start mm-hmm. whatever your idea is, whatever the dream is, let it be bigger than, you know, this world can contain. Just start. And so I'll do a picture for Instagram, you know, of that notebook side by side. What started as that notebook with us printing out is lying right here.
Mine's on the shelf as well.
You know, and now we have a published book with this name on it.
Yeah. And we didn't have to print it and stick it on any book.
We've advanced. And I just really appreciate Nanajwa, because not only is she an amazing friend, an amazing woman, an amazing mother, and I know amazing wife. I'm saying it for you. Our patron, I'm saying it for you. But she's such an inspiration. And the other day I was telling you how, like, you seem so quiet and calm, but you are doing fearless things. And at the time that you suggested this, in the place I was, if it wasn't for you and your gentle nudges, and this would have stayed at, notebook stage. Because we've all written bits and pieces of stories that we never finished.
That's true. So true.
But, when I'll fall off, like when I'm in thesis writing mode, another will check on me, and she'll say, okay, I wrote this part. When you have time, you check on it. And there was a point where I had become so lazy. But through all that, she was patient, and I'm blown away by the person
Nah.
that you are, and I'm blessed to
Nah,
have
stop it,
you.
Abna. You make me cry.
So yes, this is Two Hearts in a Pod, aka Quartz March and a Bois in
Yeah.
the
We're the same person, but Saturday we are a different group. Sunday we're another different. Oh my gosh.
We keep switching. Like, I feel like, how in some movies people have to keep changing disguises.
Yeah, that's us. So pull one thing on and say, oh hi, we're the co-host of this podcast. And I think, oh hi, we're published writers. I'm so grateful for that. Like we started this podcast, not really, it was just literally us saying, you know what, we love talking about romance. Why should our conversations be private? Let's see if other people are interested in what we're talking about. And we literally just sat in my living room and started speaking into our phone recorders.
A year from now, we'll
And
have like a proper studio with microphones, high
yeah, I
tech
cannot wait.
cameras. What's the space?
Yes, we'll probably produce it, but right now it's very low maintenance and we're enjoying it. We do it, as and when we can. We're not putting too much pressure on ourselves. We just want to talk about, we're just girls that love and want to talk about it all the time. Yeah, and it's just surprising. I didn't expect us to last this long just because it's so
Honestly.
low maintenance, and I knew that we're just doing it. If it falls off, hey, we tried, we had fun while we're at it. But it's morphing into more than we expected, and I'm happy. And I'm also grateful for you, Abena, because you say I'm doing fearless things, but I'm often very anxious and afraid. But doing them with you, it just feels like I can conquer it just because I have you in my corner. So I'm pretty sure I thought about publishing books by myself for years. But somehow we got to the end of Kelly with a Connection faster than I've ever gotten to the end of any book on my own. And I yes, you and I have both published books, separately. But even the way that we've gone about this Kelly with a Connection has been different. There's just, I guess, the accountability, the checking on each other, the mutual encouragement. It's just made it so much easier. And now, we have a book out in the world, and because of that, we need to keep writing.
Yes.
No pressure at all.
Now, and we've committed ourselves by saying it's part
To a
of a series.
series. When the reviewer said this book series is called, I was like, oh gosh,
God.
why didn't we tell them all the standalone so that if we accidentally don't write anymore, we'll be like, oh
Then we
well.
run away. But
No,
we've
we've
committed
committed to a series. But
now,
yes, we are going to do a series and it won't take us long. We'll be churning them out by God's grace. I'm excited.
Anyway, so
Okay.
now into reading news. What are we reading? Should I go first or you want to go first?
Please go first. Yes, please go first. Because what I want to discuss, I don't know if it will be a spoiler for you, but this is to you at this point. I know you're listening. I'm coming for you today.
I don't mind spoilers because I feel like for Adesua's books, even if I have a spoiler, I still want to
You
know
still want
how
to.
they got
I know
there.
what you mean. I know
And
what you mean. Yeah.
look, I feel like our book club, we have seen the name too, the Adesua fan club.
And
Because hey, the way people are hounding me, they are
people
hounding
are
me for
hounding.
more of her books to the point that we chose A Love of Convenience for September, I believe. But I think
Yes.
October we are going to read another Adesua book because the people are hungry for it.
The people are hungry for it. That's so cool. We actually want, we need to do our giveaway today.
Yes. So we'll announce it
So
here.
towards the end of this, we'll announce the giveaway and how you can enter.
Okay.
Okay, you go first.
Okay, so I'm so excited about this because you know how I've always said we are promoting diversity in romance, and we've been reading more Black authors, African authors. I mean, this one is Nigerian, but I've always felt like, hey, we are neglecting our Ghanaian sisters. So, and I realized that's because we read them like a long while ago, so we haven't really been keeping up with them
With them, like who?
as much. Frances Mensah Williams, remember
Oh,
we
that's
read
so
From Pasta
true.
to Pigfoot?
Yeah, and we didn't even read it as like, oh, we're reading Black. We just read them because we thought it was a good story at the time.
And then even just yesterday, Vanessa, we were ch chatting about this, and she was talking about Nana Prez's book, Love and Hip Life, I believe. And that's the only book review she has on her page, which should tell you how good that book is for
Interesting.
my TBR. Yeah. And then more recently, we've read Nana Malone in the book club and we met up with her, and that was so much fun. But yeah, so to my point, at Peja, I will be moderating a reading by MP Baye, who is a Ghanaian romance author. And was it last year or earlier this year? I read Most Eligible Bachelor. And then The Illegitimate Prince. Do I have my copy here? Yes. And you know, it pains me we didn't take a selfie. She actually hand delivered this book
Oh,
to me.
nice. I think I've seen
And
this book on Instagram.
it's been out for a while. I should ask her because this one is 2021. 2021.
Okay, so this is not her. It was her newest book.
And this is what she's been doing promos for. So I don't know if is this older than Most Eligible Bachelor? I think so. Anyway, so she gave this to me. Today is Wednesday. She gave this to me, I think, on Monday. And she told me
This
I'll be
is the one
waiting.
you're reading currently.
Yes. So this is my current book. And she told me I'll be checking for updates. I said, hey,
Oh my gosh.
let me start
Homework.
on this assignment. Now, tell me why. Right from chapter one, there's this sense of intrigue. So anyway, let me see what this book is about. It's sort of fantasy, like very light fantasy. It's set in, there's a fictional kingdom of Bagumi, and the main male character is Kalahari Asante. So
Kalahari, okay.
you see the mixture of African, you know, cultures, like
Ghanaian,
Kalahari Desert and then Asante. And then the main female character is Princess Edina Dampare. I'm saying the Dampare, but because it sounds Ghanaian. But anyway, so it's inspired by, I'm sure, Ghanaian royalty and all that. So Kalahari is an illegitimate. Because his father basically neglected him, his father, the king of Bagumi. And Princess Edina is to be engaged, you know, an arranged marriage. Now, when the book starts, Kal or Kalahari is at
How,
ball.
hey.
Yeah, that's his nickname, Kal. So he's, I think, at a, what do they call it? Was it a ball or something, or a gala or something? And it was part of his plan for revenge against his father. And then he meets the princess, but they are both, the princess is wearing a mask.
It was like a mass ball.
Something like that. But
Carl.
I love the description of the mask. It's not a mask that she puts on, but it's like she has this intricate tattoo design on her face. And I feel like it's
So it's
reminiscent of,
permanent.
No, it's just for the ball.
Okay.
It's reminiscent of like what's the word? Henna. You know, henna tattoos.
Ah, yes. Oh, that's
That's the
so
vibe.
cool.
That's the vibe it gives
And
you.
it's enough to cover her face that much.
I mean, this is light fantasy, so yes, let's
Fair enough,
accept
fair
that.
enough. Okay.
Now it's like every sentence, like the banter, right from when they meet. You know how we love banter.
Yeah,
Like
girl.
it's top tier, top tier. And they have instant attraction. And you know how I love that.
Yeah, you and Insta love. Oh my goodness.
So, like the beginning, I don't want to rush it because every sentence is just so, it packs a punch in a very subtle way.
Okay.
So this has been a very pleasant surprise for me.
This is the illegitimate prince.
Mittens by MP by.
MP Baye. How far into it are you?
So where am I? So I've been reading between my Kindle and the physical copy because I don't want to make any highlights in the physical copy. So I've been doing the highlights in the e-version. Let me see. I think I'm only on chapter four.
Abna.
Yes, only on chapter four. And yet I'm already in love.
Nah, that's good. Just like the characters.
Yes.
Insta love.
So I'm excited for this, and I think MP has
Nice.
done an amazing job. It's part of a series, and it's called the Royal House of Saene, or Saene, and so it has
S-A-E.
an E, and it has a
N
book
E.
by books by Nana Pra, by MP Baye, Kiru Taye, who is a Nigerian author. And then there's
Oh,
one
it's not one author.
no, and then one
Okay.
by Z Mono D. I have to look her up. I haven't heard of her. So I feel like I think this is book what? One, two. So there's a set of three books that follows the princesses, and then a set of five books that follows the princes. And this is book four of the Princess series. Yeah, that's
Okay, okay.
seven books in all, it seems. Yeah. So I'm quite excited for it.
Nice,
Yeah.
nice, nice.
So that's my read for the week because we'll be
For the week.
discussing it on Sunday. Yeah, this Sunday
Sunday.
at Pidja.
Is she on the same panel as Kwadmach
No, hers is a reading.
Ah,
Reading.
right.
So I'm
Awesome.
excited
Cool, cool,
for
cool.
it.
Cool, 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 cool.
Now.
I might join you if I can find space on my TBR.
Yeah. It's really cool. Now, tell
So,
us.
hello, Adiswa. So last night, or was it this morning? I had to accost Adiswa in the DMs because she's really putting me through it. And I was afraid to tell you this review because I feel like if I tell you this, it will deter you from reading the book, even
No,
though
I'll
you need to
read
get
it.
past that to get to the heart of it.
Tell
So,
me.
or maybe for me, it was sad because I started reading book one in this series. So there's a character I met. I didn't necessarily have any feelings about him, but I did meet him and I found him likable. But I haven't gone far enough in the book to have re really gotten to know him. Only to open book four and the first few chapters, and this guy dies.
Oh wow. Hey, Adesua, why are you
I
learning
mean,
from Game of
I was
Thrones?
like, ma'am, 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 what is this? What's in the colon? Who are you doing here? I was crying in the morning. Like I started reading on Sunday morning. No, when did she share it with us? I think it was Sunday night or something. It
Saturday
was like I woke
night
up in the
after
morning,
the
Saturday
after
night.
eh, no, Friday night after the IG live.
Oh, then maybe I started reading on a Sunday morning. Because I woke up and I was sobbing while reading this book. And I'm just like, There better be joy at the, in the middle somewhere, because why am I
Look
crying
at
so hard?
you. Look at you. She's got you. I'm so happy.
I was sobbing, and because of that, now I'm afraid to read Adana. Because if everybody said they cried over Adana, then I'll be crying by the first
Yes.
minute.
Do you remember during the hygiene life, people were like, they, okay, but
And
thanks
look,
for the.
normally I'm keen on, like, I don't mind, but the emotional turmoil, oh Lord. But that aside, the book is so good. I love the, it's reverse age gap. I love the main character, the male main character, Olu. And you know what I like is when a young man is able to successfully run an older woman, and
Yes.
he run her without respect. He goes for his big sister and he runs her before she knows that she's on her back in his bed. That's what I like to
Oh
see.
mission
Wow.
accomplished. I see.
Mission accomplished. Olu came for her. And like, yes, a lot of dramatic things happened in the middle and towards the end. And I understood where she was coming from in all the decisions that she made, although they seem to be mainly hurting Olu more. But and I also like that in the end, it was her grand gesture. We're very used to the men's grand
The
gestures. But
guys, yes.
I was telling Adesua that when women grand gesture men, it's so well thought out.
Yeah,
And it's like, it's kind of how we wish somebody would grand gesture us is how we do it for
yes,
somebody else.
yes,
It's very sweet. And
yes.
I like that she did it because she had been pulling the plug quite a bit on them. And she grand gestured him. And he look, he had been waiting for months for her to come back anyway. So it was just like, welcome. Yeah. So I'm in the end I was happy. So yeah, the book was really great. I really enjoyed it. And I almost want to go back and read the rep. But now that I know somebody dies, it makes me sad, and I don't want to see him alive in the old books.
Do you know, I was thinking maybe I'll be okay reading this before going to read the ones where he's alive, but now that you say it,
Maybe you would, yeah, without having ever met him, because I met him in Bukwan and he was described, and I remember taking notes of him. So now that like he's just gone. Maybe if you haven't read about him in book one and the rest of the books and you read this one first, you'll be fine. It'll just be another pe person who has died and it's not a big deal as opposed to somebody you know. But otherwise, the story is like none of it felt, none of the conflict felt ma manufactured. And the main character is a lawyer. So obviously, I liked her more. And like, it's clear that this one did her research. With the kinds of work she was involved in, she's a tech lawyer in this. Like, she worked with a fintech, and then she's moving on to work with an app, like a software development company. And yeah, I enjoyed all the processes because that's similar to the work I do. So it was very, very nice. I enjoyed it a lot. Once again, I just it does not miss. That's what I've been reading this week. I finished it this morning. Not sure what I'll be reading next. Not Adana. Yet.
You need a break. You need to
I need
recover.
a break. Yeah. So I'll find something else to read in between this and Adana. But that's me this week.
I see. Now I'm wondering, like, you know, when you're a mood reader, eh? You cry. Are you a mood reader? Do you stick to a TBR?
I don't stick to a TBR because if I did, all the books I got during Stuff Your Kindle Day, I would have read them by now.
Hey, and another thing I'm excited for. Ah, look, the end of this
The
year is
Black
looking
Stuff
so
Your
good.
Kindle, right?
The All Black Book Affair. I'm so excited for that. I'm so
That's
excited.
next week, I think.
Oh,
21st.
did they give us a date already? Really?
Or did I imagine it? I could have sworn it
Hey.
was 21st October. Maybe I imagined it.
No, but I would be so happy because I've been waiting. Okay.
Yeah, I know, right?
I'll have to DM the Black AF book club on
The
TikTok.
club.
They are the ones
Yeah, the ones
organizing it.
organizing it. Nice, nice, nice.
So about the TBR thing. So just this past week, I was lamenting the fact that being a mood reader can be so tedious, eh? It's like there's this is it a video or this thing about like how kids, let's say there's a kid in a toy store or a candy store, they see this and they're like, oh, look, look at that pink candy, oh, look at that green candy, oh, look at the fizzy one. Like, I feel like
they want to, oh, that's you.
That's how, yes, yes. I have a lollipop in my mouth, and then I see another, you know, brightly colored sweet, and then I throw this somewhere, or I still have it in, and then I go and stuff the other one in as well. And it can be tiring because right now, I just thinking to myself, after I finish the illegitimate prince, like, I was thinking, I'll go back to what I had planned to read. I can't even remember. I have accepted myself, but sometimes it's annoying.
My goodness. So currently, now that you're reading MP's book, and you'll just kind of go with how you're feeling when you're done.
I have, and I tend sometimes to have books that I've read like halfway, and then later I have to go back and finish. So, I started Morgan Elizabeth's book.
Me too.
Cruel
me
Summer.
Too.
Cruel Summer. See how you've also.
I was reading The Fall of Reed. I didn't. I told you my issue with that is the fact that it's only one POV and it's kind of throwing me off. I know that I will enjoy her books because I enjoyed to the season. But just having one POV is just making it a little harder for me to keep at it. But I will go back to. So that's what I was reading before. Yeah, right. Before I jumped onto Adisa's A Broken Kind of Love.
So I haven't finished that. And Bad Guy, you know, Kenya Goriebel's book. I got to like 40-something% and I'm like, okay, this is too hot for me right now. I need a break.
It's burning.
Hey, so I've taken a break and then maybe I'll get back to that as well later on. Wow.
I think I'm kind of like you in that way. I'm not a mood reader, but sometimes if nothing on my TBR is exciting me, I'll just go on Bookstagram and look for new colorful covers to, you know, to go and find and read. So that's what I do sometimes. So if I'm feeling like I'm in a bit of a slump, which I was until Adiswa sends her books to us, it means that I'm going to have to go back. Now that she has lifted me up, I have to go back and find something quickly to, you know, keep me afloat.
Keep the momentum, yes. And like, I love how you said that her book took you out of the slump because all the people in our book club, including my sister, who had been in a reading slump or hadn't read in a while, as soon as they touch Adesua's books, they're like, give me more. Give me more.
I think, I don't know what it is. Is the writing relatable? Is it the characters?
Yes.
Is it the setting?
Yes.
There's just something about that makes you feel...
And it's so real.
Yeah. It's not tiring. It doesn't feel like you're working. You're just flowing. It looks like you're watching a movie.
Yeah, I just love that. I just love that about her writing.
Yeah. So it definitely helped. Oh, and I've also been researching Formula One romances. I've officially embraced myself. I didn't realize there was an entire romance subgenre of like Formula One, not just sports romance, but Formula One romance.
Yeah.
The same way there's hockey romance. And there are lots of bookstagrammers and writers who are Formula One girlies. So I've joined them. I put Formula One in my bio now. I'm officially one of the pack.
Wow,
so I've been looking at Formula One writers and just following them to see when their books are coming out. And I'm going to be packing up on the Formula One books.
Like, this is what
as
I love about...
As long as they're not YA.
No, but if you're in Formula One, how can you be YA?
Some of them start young, though.
Ah, it's true. No, we want them when they are fully adults, rolling in the millions.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. And no.
But, you know, this is what I love about the romance genre. And this is what we hope to enlighten people to, and even get more men to read romance. It is so diverse. There's something for everybody, and they deal with a lot of life's issues. Just that they make sure that there's a happy ending. You know, and the love story is
that's a requirement.
But they deal. I mean, a love of convenience deals with cancer. It deals with
immigration,
green card issues. Like, it deals with a family losing their social status because the breadwinner passed away. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we are doing God's work, honestly.
Honestly. And we should be worshipped for this. And you'd be bringing chocolates and teas to our doorstep to thank us. We don't ask for much.
Like, maybe they don't have our address. So, you guys, we'll put
okay, you DM us
in our bio. So, you just send it to us.
Honestly, you should be more thankful than you are currently.
Yeah.
Exciting.
So, yeah. I think at this week, we are going to disappoint you again. Vanessa is not here. Vanessa has left us again. And when we get here, definitely we'll cross the 1 hour mark. And we'll end. I feel like in this next year, we'll be inviting more guests.
More guests. So we'll have to figure out how we'll do that, and if we want to get people outside of, like, say, Accra on, sorting out our logistics so we can get more people on to talk more romance.
All right, then.
And so we want to hit 30 minutes and then we'll close just for you. We're almost there. Come to Accra. So, yeah, call us when you're here. I record a podcast with you.
And we also have to go to Lagos. So, like, the last time I went to Lagos, I was there for only 4 days. It was not enough. We need at least a week.
But the way she describes Abuja, I feel like I like Abuja more.
Yes, Abuja is calmer than Lagos. So, yes. Mm. Maybe we land in Lagos, get a taste of it, fly. And then hop to Abuja.
And hey, is the domestic flights in Nigeria, like, they seem like they're really prolific.
There are a lot of airlines and they are flying here and there, and unfortunately, unlike Finn, we don't have a rich potential boyfriend.
That's true.
We'll just roll with the masses.
The masses. Finn had a very peculiar fear of domestic flights.
What a woman.
But hey, it was so real.
Hey. What a character. Like, a fictional character that, like, it feels like somebody you pass by in the airport and she looked you from head to toe. Like, like what she used to do.
Business wearing high street wear.
That can't be me. That's what she'll be saying.
Yeah. Basically, can't relate.
Yeah. So, this has been fun as always. And
giveaway.
Yes, people that beat us up. So we are going to make this very simple. For this one, it will be based in Ghana. If you are based in Ghana, then you're eligible for this giveaway. Hopefully later on we can organize an international one. We would love to do one for Nigeria, since Adesua so kindly blurbed our book for us. Follow us on at Two Hearts in a Pod, and our writer's account at Kwatma Chenebua. And then, so we'll post it on both sides, and we just want you to tag a friend and say why you deserve a copy of actually, we are giving away 2 books now, right?
Yeah, we are giving away 2 books.
Call me Legachi.
Legachi.
and the Kilolo connection. Was that the plan?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
So, okay, we haven't.
Maybe they should follow Adesua as well.
Yes, follow Adesua on Instagram. We'll tag, we'll put all the tags in our Instagram posts about this. And yeah, just state why you would like to read either book and tag a friend. That's it. And so we will announce, we want this weekend. This weekend is quite busy because of Pidja.
Yeah.
And so we will give it, should we give it till next week? Or is that too long? That might be too long.
So should leave it for a week then?
Yeah. So
we can leave it. Well, this will come out on a Friday, so we can announce this on a Friday and announce winners the Friday after or the Thursday after.
Yes, yes. So the post will go up this Friday, the 13th of October.
Friday the 13th.
Lucky Friday. I don't believe that 13 is unlucky. God made all the numbers, so 13 is lucky. Lucky Friday. Right. So next week, Friday the 20th, we will announce the winners. So you have from 13th October to 20th October to shoot your shot.
Basically.
On Instagram. Yeah.
And can't wait to hear all about why you want to read the books and may the best tagger win. I don't know how it works. No, it will be at random, so really sorry, anyone can win. Yay.
yeah. So it's been fun as usual, and we will be back next week with our next episode. Thanks for listening.
Bye. Spiking.